Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from March the 30th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Torsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance was a positive one for most U.S. equity indexes. Leading the way to the upside was the Nasdaq Composite, up almost 1.8%. We saw the S&P 500 up over 1% as well. Only things we saw in negative territory with yesterday's action were gold and crude, down roughly 30 basis points for both there. Taking a look at the chart of the S&P 500 this morning, we did see it move up to that 4,020 level, continue to look at 4,040, which would be a second consecutive buy signal, and also flip that trend of the S&P 500 chart back to positive. Looking at small caps, though, through the lens of the Russell 2000, we've yet to see it return to a buy signal. We've seen some of the other U.S. equity indexes return to a buy signal, but ultimately small cap still is yet to do it. And we look for a move above 1790, which will break a triple top there. And we also see some resistance here at 1800, but a breakout above that. And then we're watching for the bearish resistance like there at 1870 for the Russell 2000. Looking at that sort of U.S. styles view within the asset class group scores page, we do see large cap growth being the highest scoring group right now. See mid cap value and large cap value hanging in there as well. Most of these small cap groups working their way towards the lower part of the rankings, just barely hanging above money market there at that 3-score threshold. But we're in pretty much most cases, well, especially the case for large cap, we see that growth is leading over value as well as its blend counterpart. We see mid cap value hanging up here, and we see small cap value hanging above their growth counterparts. But large cap value really maintaining the strength within this sort of nine size and style box on sort of an intermediate term basis right now, as it was scoring there at 3.38. And bearing that in mind, you obviously can look for some potential ideas by selecting the ideas link here on the asset class group scores page, but there are other places you can look for ideas within the site as well. If you go to security selection and select chart lists, you'll actually be brought to this chart list report here. And what I've done for today's purposes is I've NERT ETFs, I've select market. You can obviously select many things, indices, futures, all the way down, special reports. But in this case, looking with ETFs and market ETFs, and it highlights nine size and style boxes, does similar with the 11 sectors here across the top. Simply select which one you're looking for, and then you'll be presented with a long list of potential ETF ideas that you can see here. But for today's purposes, we wanted to look at a couple of Vanguard ETFs, first being the Vanguard Mega Cap 300 Growth ETF, MGK, scoring back above 4, moving back into a column of X's a couple of weeks ago on its market RS chart. And here recently, returning to a buy signal by completing a bearish signal reversal pattern, breaking a double top there at 196 as it rallied up to 200, matching its February rally high, as well as that resistance there. It dates back to September of last year there at 200. So a move above 205 will bring us to a level we haven't seen since August of last year, but have seen pretty notable improvement, and weekly momentum is back positive now. Now, looking for broadly growth speaking, we wanted to look at the Vanguard Growth ETF, VUG, scored above 4 there. Also similarity in MGK. We saw it move back into a column of X's against its market RS chart. It has maintained a buy signal technically since November, giving two consecutive buy signals along the way here, moving back into a positive trend there in February with that second consecutive buy signal. Has formed another double top here at 245, a move above 250 would match that resistance from September, as well as rally be a third consecutive buy signal for the stock, for the ETF, third consecutive buy signal for the ETF there at 250. So seeing some interesting things out of the large cap growth space. And as we talked about, saw that reversal back into a column of X's on its market RS chart, ultimately two boxes away from seeing it move back to an RS buy signal, still technically maintains the RS sell signal, two boxes away from an RS buy signal, which would flip it back to favoring growth over the S&P equal weight on the long term. And somewhat similarly, when we look at growth versus value, its large value counterpart VTV, so VUG versus VTV on a 3.25% RS chart here, similarly, it's two boxes away from potentially flipping back to an RS buy signal. So VUG, VTV would be one of those relationships that we would say you could set up on your My Custom RS charts, keep an eye on your dashboard page and keep an eye on it, set alerts for it, because it is a pretty notable relationship in terms of looking looking at growth versus value is for a one-on-one or individual RX chart. And it's one that we like to often reference. And right now, getting fairly close to an RS buy signal and favoring growth on the long term. So things to keep an eye on there, see some favoring growth in the near term. So now we look for see if growth can sustain this recent improvement that it began 2023 with and follow through and show that now relative leadership on the long term as well. But as always, if you have any questions about the video or any particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice Thursday.